Hello and welcome to the Mirror Project. We are your hosts, Christine
and Alexandra,
and we are thrilled to have you back with us. We've missed you all so much, and we're so excited to be back just in time for summer. We hope you're ready for some sunshine, fun, and fantastic conversations. Today, we're kicking things off with a special listener Q&A episode. We've got some amazing questions from you guys, and we can't wait to dive in. So grab your favorite summer drink, sit back, and let's get started. It's going to be a fun ride.
Before we dive into today's topic, like, subscribe, or follow us on your preferred listening platform. Go ahead, pause, and do it now before you forget. Don't worry, we won't get started without you.
All right, so we got so many amazing questions from you all that we decided to break them up into two parts. So we're going to start with podcast-related questions. And I will say, I know I put together this outline for the episode, but did I think about the answers to these questions? Not a whole lot. So I'm going to be winging it, and it'll be fun to see what comes out of my mouth.
I feel like that's every episode, though, Christine. We'll plan, but then it's just, hey, in the moment.
Well, then it's authentic.
Yes. And it's real and it's fun, and we get to bring everyone along for the ride.
Exactly. I don't want to overthink things too much because I classically do overthink things. But anyway, let's get started with these questions. All right. So first one is, what's been our favorite episode so far? Alexandra, why don't you kick us off?
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. So before we jump into that, can you believe that this is our 17th episode and we only started in February? So we have quite a lot of episodes to choose from.
I know. I can't believe it. I still sometimes I'm like, wow, we're doing it. For such a long time, it was just this idea, but now we're doing it. And it's wild that we're on 17 and we're answering your questions. What?
Mm-hmm. I really like our sayings and mantras episode. I thought that was really cool. I feel like we keep coming back to that one. Yeah. I was like hitting the ground running. I've also enjoyed the ones where we've had guests on, like my friend Traveris. That was really fun because she always brings such inspiring questions to the conversation. So we do a little tease for later in the year. We have an episode coming up with her where we kind of cut the small talk. So that was super exciting. And wow, I mean, there's really so many. Those are the couple that are sticking out to me. What about you, Christine?
I agree with you. Episode 2, Sayings and Mantras, is definitely one of my favorites. And it's also been one that I think has resonated with a lot of people because I've had people come up say to me, wow, I loved that Sayings and Mantras episode. So that feels so good knowing that we kind of, you know, hit it out of the park with that one of our first topic episodes. So Sayings and Mantras, mm-hmm. Let me think. I did really enjoy our conversation. Oh gosh, I'm blanking on episode titles. the one where we talked about self-confidence. Am I confident? Hello.
That was a good one.
Really good one. That was one where I felt like I really went deep and was vulnerable in a way I hadn't yet been on the podcast. So mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that one, sort of peeling back more layers and getting to the heart of things. And then most recently, I loved the episodes we did with our moms.
That was really fun.
It was so sweet. Yeah. And having them on was so fun. I really loved it.
I really like the two-part format because it allowed us to, you know, take people who've been so instrumental in our lives and really devote specific times to parts of that relationship, which was cool.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm actually having to look back at our calendar to remember all of the episode titles.
I know.
I really enjoyed the forget balance episode. Mm-hmm. The one I was like, you know, go crazy, join a cult, then start one. That was a lot of fun. And I remember in the episode, I was like, I don't really love the word balance because we don't want to be still. And then a coworker of mine was like, said she likes the word harmony, like a harmony between work and life, like work-life harmony. And I was like, ooh, I like that because it's, you know, it's kind of a dance. So that just made me think of that.
I really like that. That's really cool because I think it also speaks to the reality of how life can be, right? Like it's never truly 50-50. You're constantly like trying to find steady ground, but harmony allows you to flow with it. And that's a good way to look at it. Very cool.
So what has been the funniest moment to date? Or if not the funniest, what have been some of the funniest?
Well, it's always pretty funny when we sit down to record because I feel like as soon as I press that button, I'm like, what am I going to say? So as Alexandra has mentioned, we have to put a blooper reel out there because there's so many funny things of like us, me messing up. And,
we both do.
And doing silly things.
It's not like just that. Christine.
But let me think. Has there been a... You know, I've really loved having Nicole on, my sister. I always laugh so much. Mm-hmm. So I feel like whenever she's on or when my other sister, Tori, is going to be joining us for a future episode, I can just imagine like having them on. It's going to be a lot of fun and can't wait to see what Tori brings to the mix. But how about you, Alexandra?
I love it. So we try to really like outline, script some of our intros and closings to keep us from rambling, because I think we can get into a flow and oh my gosh, let's keep talking. Yes. So to kind of keep us tailored in and stuff, we try to write them out and they're great. They're funny. And then we'll sit down to record and we're like very serious, dead on, like looking at Christine. I'm like, okay, we're saying this. And then serious moment, but our mouth goes off and it's just like, and you're like, okay. And so then we laugh for like about half a minute.
Yeah. It's funny like okay. When I read a word but my mouth says a different word, or says it combine words, or I say, I don't know, it just is kind of,
or even if we don't have something scripted and we're talking about something and like you can tell like we were thinking something but our mouth went the other way and we're like, what happened?
I love it when like I forget my point mid-sentence, because that happens. And I'm like,
what was I saying?
I'm sorry, like, friends. I don't know where I was going with this, but here we are.
Yeah, I know. I think this is why we have to release a blooper reel so people can join in on some of the laughters and the gaffes that we've had, because it's just been, it's, you know, been quite funny and totally randomly out of the blue. We're in a good flow. We're doing things. And then suddenly it's like, oh, now we got to get back on the tracks. Similar to the first question, one of the questions we got was, what's the favorite topic? What is our favorite topic discussed so far?
That's a really good one. I always love the topics when we get deep. I love when we talked about books and our interests, because that's like a really good insight into who we are and we get to geek out and all of that. But I always love the topics where we sort of keep peeling back those layers. So like Am I Confident episode, or there's even some coming up this
bravery.
Yeah, bravery. There's even some coming up this month where tears flow. And I love it when we confront topics where I always feel a little bit uncomfortable about it, not because I don't want to talk about it, but because like I really have to think about how I feel about these situations, because I think a lot of people, or I'll just speak for myself, when I'm faced with something that makes me feel uncomfortable, it's hard for me to continue facing it and dig deep as to, okay, why am I uncomfortable? Is it because of this, or is it something else that I don't even realize, but it's affecting me when I'm facing these situations? So for me, those are my favorite topics, but what about you?
I enjoy that we're doing some of those deeper dives, and we're definitely, I feel like, gaining traction and delving further into those. But I love some of the ones that we just kind of are in, sometimes balanced out with that, the lighter and like the pack your bags, it's time to fly, because we both love to travel. So I really like that. I'm trying to think. I'm looking forward to some of the ones that are coming up this month with your sister. I just like the variety of stuff we cover. I think instead of just a specific topic, I like that we cover a variety, because people ask me like, oh, what's your podcast about? And I would say, oh, we pick things that we are drawn to or we're dealing with, and that kind of guides what we're doing versus being a sole topic podcast. So I enjoy that part, which makes it then difficult to say what's my favorite hands down topic that we've discussed.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. I think about it more broadly. And you know, we've only done one so far, but we plan to do more. The history focused episodes. That was like the St. Patrick's Day one we did, was really fun to research and how that was going to flow. So I look forward to more of those.
I think we have what? One?
I think
maybe two or three. Definitely at least two more, yes, I think, this year.
One's coming out this summer, and then can't remember when the next one's coming, but yeah, so stay tuned. More history focused episodes to come.
Okay. Dream guest, Christine.
Dream guest. Oh. Are we gonna be like completely completely unrealistic, or
okay, give me what we think is unrealistic right now and then what you think is realistic right now.
Dream guest would be my favorite artist of all time right now, which is Adele. I fucking love her so much.
She's so funny too.
She is so funny, and I feel like I would just love to have a conversation like we have on here with her. We could go so mm-hmm. many different ways with it. And she just is the way she thinks about life. She takes things that have happened to her and like moves forward with mm-hmm. with that. It's just so cool to me how she's a wonderful example of somebody who continues to put in the work to at anything she does, her professional life, her family life, her like even her relationship with herself. It's really something I've enjoyed watching, and as a fan have always been rooting for her, not only in, mm-hmm. With her music, but just she's out there just trying to live life like the rest of us. And I really would love mm-hmm. to just talk with her about it a bit more, but maybe one that in time I think could be achievable. Definitely. We'll see. I don't know. But
we have to dream for the stars and then make it happen, exactly. Right?
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, well, you didn't answer the second one. Who's a bit more realistic right now that you think we could get in the next year or so?
You know, we brought up our favorite influencers that we follow in the body health and body episodes. Mm-hmm. There's a influencer I found about a year ago. Her name's Emma Arletta. She is a plus size influencer, and I just really love her vibe. I always enjoy her content. She seems really sweet, and I think it would be fun to have her on. And we don't even have to have the episode focused on body acceptance and the body positivity movement mm-hmm. and things like that. I think she would just be a fun person to interview because she's doing modeling now. She had a whole life prior to becoming like doing the influencer life full time. I don't know if she was a speech pathologist, but she had this whole other career path that she was on and was doing social media on the side and got to a point where she was able to make it her full-time job. So I feel like that would just be a really interesting conversation of like, this wasn't the life the job you were expecting to have, but it sort of just grew mm-hmm. and it'd be really cool to talk with her about all of that. But yeah.
I think that would be a great episode, you know. I don't know that we're fed a story that when we're younger, but I think I had this idea that, okay, life is going to follow a set of pre-prescribed order or something. And
yeah,
as Christine can attest to, we have both learned that life does not follow that.
Right. Well, yeah.
So it'd be very awesome to have somebody who very almost publicly has shown that shift, mm-hmm. which would be awesome. Yeah.
Because like when you're little, it's made to seem like, oh, there's these tracks that you can mm-hmm. you pick what track you want to take. And then you're made to think it's an easy shot from there, or it's a simple shot from there, not necessarily easy. But it's really not how it's really not how it works, as I've been rudely awakened to realize. But what about you, Alexandra?
So interestingly, kind of more on the topic of dating, life partner, kind of, you know, what is it like in that field? What are women hearing? What are men hearing? I would really love to get somebody I've probably started following in the past year-ish. Mm-hmm. And his name is Will Hitchens. I think I've mentioned him on an episode, but he's out of Australia. And I just really enjoy his content and his perspective and his take, because he talks about the male space on, you know, social media, and how that says if you're not a certain way or like an alpha male kind of thing, then you won't find females. But I like how he responds to it, and he's, hey, I used to listen to that and think it was true, and then what it's like coming out of that. And so it's really helpful, I think, to see yeah. what women hear and then what men can hear and then where is the reality. So I think that would be kind of fun. And then somebody maybe a little bit sooner. I really enjoy talking to Melissa Sparrow. She's somebody I know in Canada who does Akashic record reading and shamanic healings. And as people, if you've been listening for a while, you know that Christine and I are into all the things, all the witchy vibes and the spiritual stuff. And it's, you know, my bread and butter. So I'd love to have her on and talk about that with you all listening and share with you guys another part of me and what Christine and I like. Mm-hmm. So those are, I think, the two like current dream guests right now.
Nice.
For me.
Let's make it happen.
But would love to have Adele on too.
I know. So that one's,
I think we need to make these four.
But who knows? Yeah. Okay. This one was a fun question. What mm-hmm. has surprised you about making the podcast as you continue to record? I've never really thought about
okay.
it. It's a fun one.
I haven't either. And, you know, I was actually weirdly thinking along this, and I hadn't read our outline until basically this morning for this episode. And this past week, as Christine can attest to, I have been working on a project for my MBA in a negotiations course. And it's an audiovisual thing with a group of four, and I had to record on a PowerPoint. So I learned some new skills on PowerPoint, which is kind of cool. But surprised me about making this podcast is how much more comfortable I am now kind of allowing my voice and what I'm saying to be recorded and not freaking out about it so much. I think when I first sat down to record on my slide for that PowerPoint, I was like, oh my gosh, it was, first of all, learning PowerPoints recording versus what we use here for this podcast.
Yeah.
So it's okay. But then something happened, and I think somehow my recording for my slide got deleted, so I had to redo it like Thursday night. And I was actually here at my desk, had my mic hooked up, and I clicked it and I was like, oh, I know this. Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable with this. I can do this. So I enjoyed that as we continue doing this, I'm getting more comfortable speaking in other parts of my life and putting myself out there. But in terms of the podcast, I kind of think it's, we'll start with one thing. It's okay, we want to talk about X, but then X will morph into like XA, XB, like mm-hmm. it kind of grows. And sometimes I'm like, wow, we could really talk about this one topic in many different ways. So I think that constantly surprises me. I'm like, okay, we're going to do this and this is what it's going to be. But like we were just talking about with Emma Arletta, like life goes in a different direction. Mm-hmm. So being able to flex and adapt with that.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you, Christine?
Just to echo that point you were making, like there was one episode in particular, that the balance episode, where I thought going into it, I was one way. But as we were having the conversation, I was like, wow, talking about it, talking it out, I was realizing like, well, maybe this, there, what I thought isn't what I thought it was going, like how I was going to feel about it, you know? So mm-hmm. of course, when we sit down and we think out, okay, the topics we're going to discuss and the outline we're going to have for that episode, it isn't until we start actually having the conversation that a lot of times I sort of discover my thoughts and opinions on things. Because when you listen to another person share their feelings, it not necessarily changes my opinions, but it gives me a new way of thinking or a new perspective on something. And then so like that avenue opens up and you approach something differently. So I would say that's been the biggest thing when it comes to recording. But also I feel like me personally, this project has really helped me build back my confidence in a way that I've mentioned before. About a year ago, I was sort of just totally down, wrecked, depressed. My job had really done a number on my self-confidence and my mental health. And working on this project and making this podcast a reality has helped me in so many ways. And I think back to the first episode when we started recording and sitting down, like in thinking about it, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be totally fine. But once you sit down and you hit that record button, you're like, whoa. But
and I want to say, as you know, thinking back to that first episode to like the last episode we released, I have seen you grow just in, it's not visual, right? I mean, you and I can see each other recording, but right now the podcast is only audio. you can hear how much more comfortable and confident you've gotten in your voice. So I like that. And yeah. I think it'll continue to surprise both of us how much more confident we'll get. But it's been wonderful to see you grow that way.
Thank you. Wow, that's such a sweet compliment. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think it's like what you said. I've really found a comfortability in voicing how I'm feeling and my thoughts and opinions on things. And not that I never, that wasn't how it was before we did this podcast, but this, it's just different now. And I'm loving it.
And it's kind of different to do it with your friends and talk about it, but then to also go,
I'm going
to
put
this, I'm willing to put this out there and whatever comes back and whoever listens, which is awesome and both frightening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One more thing on the what surprised us is I think it surprises me in a very good way that our outlines seem to evolve. I mean, we follow a similar pattern because it's helpful, but I think as we get more comfortable, we kind of use cues and stuff. But then when we go back to write show notes, I'm like, oh, I have to remember, I have to write down what we're saying while we're saying
it. Definitely.
But I think, you know, before it was like we needed a lot more structure, and now it has opened up a lot. So I'm excited to see where those go in the future.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it also might be fun to test some other ways of approaching episodes just to sort of mix it up and see. You never know until you try, right?
And since it's pre-recorded, we could always scrap
it. Exactly. Exactly. All right. This one's fun. If you did a crossover with another podcast, which would you choose?
Okay. So this may surprise you. I'm not a huge podcast listener. I think of the two of us, Christine is definitely more in the know about different podcasts. But the only one I can think of at the moment is Rituals, which is, I think, kind of what you introduced me to that podcast on Spotify. And I think that was an offshoot of those creators' first podcast, That's Why We Drink. So that would be kind of cool because, I mean, as we've both mentioned, Christine and I very much like witchy stuff. And I think it would be kind of cool to do a crossover on some topic that they haven't covered or if they're still going. I'm not sure. Haven't listened in a while. But my mom really likes the podcast, The Importance of Sleep or something, Nothing Much Happens. I think that would be really interesting to do because the creator creates podcasts to help people fall asleep. And that's so very different from what we're doing as a podcast that I think that would be kind of cool.
It would be cool. Yeah, I need to check that one out. Your mom has talked several times to me about that. I'm like, wow, that's really fascinating.
What about you, Christine?
Well, like Alexandra mentioned, I consume a lot of things, podcasts being one of them. So there's a lot to choose from. But okay, so there's one podcast that I've started to just sort of follow. I don't listen to them religiously or anything, but the Lautners, the Taylor and Taylor Lautner, they have a podcast called The Squeeze. And they, each episode, I don't know if it's every episode, but they usually have a guest come on and they kind of approach conversations like we do, but their focus is more on mental health and that sort of space, I think. So as a podcast that's similar to ours, I think that would be kind of a fun one to sort of have a crossover episode and just maybe talk to them about how we're similar, how we're different. But then I'm also, what got me into podcasting was, not that big of a surprise, was a crime podcast. I've listened to a lot of different true crime podcasts, some that are like limited series. The one that I've listened to the most is called Crime Junkie. Each episode is focused on a different case. And it's really quite fascinating because, and I really admire the work that they do. They've built such a following and they bring new light and voices to these cases that have gone unsolved, some for decades, some for just, you know, like it doesn't matter how long it's been. They give voice to these cases that are still not solved. And as a person who always loves a good mystery, I've really enjoyed listening to the work that they've done. And it'd be really cool to just talk with them and even sort of get an inside look into how their creative process and how they construct their episode and the research involved. And they have an amazing team that does a lot of the groundwork for them and research. But there's so many great podcasters.
Definitely would love us to get to a point where we, for like research heavy episodes, we could have a team helping us do that.
That be awesome.
Yeah. Which, when you were talking about the true crime junkies, it made me remember that there is a podcast I have not listened to, but I started following the account on Instagram, and she's just very engaging. And I think I've sent you one of the trailers for an episode, and I was like, did you know? And I'm like, this is so cool. But I think it's called For the Love of History podcast. And, you know, as we talked about, we kind of want to do some more history-based research episodes. And I think that would be a cool opportunity to cross over, because somebody who does like predominantly history-focused episodes, for us to learn about what we should do more for those, that would be cool.
That would be really fun. I would love that. All right, here we go. Has there been any topic ideas that we've scrapped, and what are they?
So I don't think we've scrapped any episodes.
Yes, we, as we've mentioned, spent a year prepping and coming up with topic ideas for this podcast. So we have a document that is a mile long with so many exactly, with so many ideas that we haven't necessarily scrapped anything yet, but we have a whole bunch that we didn't get to or plan for this year. So there's definitely more to come in the coming year on that front.
I definitely think when we were planning our year out, which we are coming up to our timeline to do that for 2025, we looked at things and we're like, okay, well, we already have a lot of that type of content coming up, so maybe we postpone this one topic until the next year or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of feels like the, you know, how topics have evolved. Like, we haven't really scrapped anything.
Exactly. Yeah. But maybe just to tease a little bit, there's definitely a couple I'm looking forward to. Let's see. Toxic family members. We have to... That was one that I think we both would love to talk about, but haven't gotten to yet. Let's see. Finding your home. Home is where people notice that you're not there. I think that's such a beautiful quote by Alexander Heyman. What else?
I feel like there was one about soulmates and how they show up in our lives.
Yes, that's one topic I think both of us are kind of excited about. And what is a soulmate? Because I feel like there's so many different kinds of soulmates out there. I personally think that. So yeah, guys, there's so many things, habits and rituals. What else?
I think we had talked about maybe doing like love, sex, and taboo or something. That would be kind of fun, delving into that realm.
Yeah, most definitely. And then I think there's so many, we just touched on it briefly with our first two-part episode about body image and health, but health in general, there's so much to that. So
definitely aspects like mental, physical, emotional health. I mean, even spiritual health at many points of our lives.
Yeah. So many, nothing has been scrapped. Nothing is off the table. That's for sure for the both of us. But yeah.
And I definitely think that there's topics that we've already covered that we're like, we want to come back and follow up on. So those will get re-added to the list as well.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So, Christine, last question around the podcast. What does success for the Mirror Project look like for you?
Oh, gosh. So it's so interesting to think about this, because this for me was just a fun creative project that I wanted to do with my best friend. But as we were planning and coming up with what this could be and think about what the future could be, there's so many different things I hope for. Well, I sure hope for that we're continuing to do this in the next 2, 3, maybe even 5 years. I would love for this to grow and become my full-time focus, maybe even be the start of a podcast company. And there's like different podcasts that are underneath the Mirror Project umbrella. Like you mentioned, our topics are so varied. It might be fun to have a podcast that's focused on one specific thing. But
and I think also in that, supporting other podcasters who are interested in a similar format or have a similar approach.
Yeah. Love for this to grow and support other podcasters, but also their philanthropic work is a big passion of mine. So I would love for this to benefit that in some way as well. Wow. There's so many. My mind's just spinning right now. How about you? What do you think? What's success look like?
Very much similar to Christine. I think in a practical sense for the next year, I would really love to see the show support itself in terms of, I would love to have, you know, sponsors and listeners support us so that we can continue creating us for the listeners, which is partially a lot of why we do this. Yeah. I also love getting to spend time with my best friend, recording this and creatively expressing myself through a different type of project than I normally do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'd love to see our audience grow and our community grow and really support itself and to take off, because I would love to see that. But yeah, I would love to see us get our own recording space, mm-hmm. like not just our rooms, but like a dedicated space or something. So that'd be fun.
I would love that.
So we have our short-term goals and our long-term goals. And I love that.
That makes it easier to constantly work towards something. So yes, I have a lot of hope for the future of this, and I'm excited to see how it grows and evolves, because like we said, there's so many ways this could go, and we're here for whatever happens.
Also, success-wise, I'd love to have more engagement with our audience. Mm-hmm. So that would be a huge, I feel like a benchmark, a mark of success for us.
I would love to introduce an element where we have listeners either call in or come on and like a guest for a segment of the show. I think that would be so fun, because right now the way we're engaging with people is just through our social media, and that's great. I love that too, but I want to see how far this could go.
I do want to say that we have seen success that we started. People have donated to us, which is awesome, which helps us keep funding this. Our listener base has grown. Mm-hmm. I feel like we have pretty good audience engagement with downloads and listens. So I have to remember, as much as we want to grow, we can also celebrate the fact that, hey, we've done it. Like you said, Christine, earlier, it's kind of hard to believe, oh, we're doing it.
Yeah.
So you ready to shift gears and switch into the personal questions?
Yes.
All right, Christine, coming out the gate, what is a rabbit hole that you could go down any day of the week?
Oh God, there's so many. There's so many things I can like go down a rabbit hole about. I try not to. I know there's people who like get caught up in conspiracy theories. I try not to, but it definitely sometimes you can't help it. But for me, it's like my interests when it's like there's a book series I really love, or my current rabbit hole obsession is Bridgerton. Only 4 episodes have come out, but I'm obsessed.
And I mentioned in an episode, I was like, we were talking and I was like, I binged a show, and she was like, wait, what show?
Wait, is it a show? Like, Bridgerton.
And she's like, okay, we have to talk about it.
We do. Oh my gosh. Yes. And we have at length.
And I'm sure we will again when part 2
comes out. Part 2, yes. So that's my current thing that I can just go down a rabbit hole on, and I just get all caught up in it. And I'm sure people look at me like, why are you rewatching this show 5 or 6 times? And I'm like, okay, I love it. It's so hard. But yeah, I could easily go down any sort of rabbit hole. Alex and I go down them frequently. I also love watching her and her mom go down rabbit holes. I just listen in on our phone conversations. I'm like, they go on a tangent. I'm like, okay, guys, where are we going? Where are we going to end up?
I think that could be close to a sport sometimes when we start talking.
Yes. I would say you and your mom are pros at that.
I learned from the best.
What about you?
Yeah. Well, mentioned a couple times this episode, I love witchy stuff, metaphysics, spirituality stuff. I can go down the rabbit hole on that all day long. I love researching, but one of the biggest things I love to look into is tarot. And maybe at some point we'll talk about, you know, cards and divination and all that jazz, but a bit of a freak for tarot.
Yes, you are.
And yeah, Christine can attest to my bit of a habit when it comes to buying different decks. Not all tarot. I do have Oracle and Lenormand and other things, but yep, a book about tarot, how to read tarot, this like numerology in tarot, spell work in tarot. Yeah,
give it all to me and
I'd love to go.
Thinking out your own book on tarot,
yep.
You're outlining your own book. Like, this girl, everything I know about tarot, is because of her and has helped foster a love for myself. So, yeah, definitely a rabbit hole she loves to go down.
The book is something that has been put on the back burner with my last year of my MBA program, but it is still percolating in the back of my mind and I still keep thinking about it and what I want it to be and how I want it to look. So, yeah, that's a project coming up. But, yeah, that's my rabbit holes. That sounded wrong. Okay, that's my rabbit hole.
That's your main one.
I think we should cut that.
No.
Well, thanks, Christine. Okay, what is your current favorites at the moment? Book, music, well, TV shows, activity?
Mentioned one.
Rattle them off.
Mentioned one already, Bridgerton. Excited for part two. I've been also rewatching. I love procedural dramas. So I've I recently rewatched through 911 and I'm just started rewatching 911 Lone Star. Just really enjoy the format. I like the stories it tells. I mean, some of them are very like crazy and I sometimes wonder if it's realistic. Not really. But yeah, right now I'm on a real big TV kick, just because things. And let's see. Earlier in the year, I was like reading for like obsessively. So love a good audiobook. I'm currently, I listen to Crescent City, I think is the name, but Sarah J. Maas.
Hilarious. I actually just started that book, audiobook.
Oh my gosh. I'm coming to visit Alex next weekend. So we'll have to debrief and see where she's at. It's a long book. I don't know where you are, but
I think like chapter 8.
You're just getting started. So I've read the first one. I have started the second. I downloaded the third. So I'm like ready to get all up in it.
Okay.
Music. Beyonce came out with her album a month or two ago, and I really have been enjoying that. Those who have watched Bridgerton will get this reference, but I've had the carriage scene song just on repeat in my head. It's got no words, y'all. It's just an instrumental, and the violins constantly. It's my soundtrack to every day.
You sent me 3 different social media posts of that in a row. Yeah. I think she's a little obsessed.
Yeah.
To be fair, I have to agree. I love how Bridgerton will take like popular songs like A, B, C, D, F, U, and like Vitamin String Quartet, and a bunch of other ones will come in and make instrumental music to it, which I love. You know, I love classical music. So it's a real vibe.
It is indeed. So
any activities that you've been?
Activities. I feel like I had one the other day and it's escaped me. Hang on. It's gone now. activities. Like I mentioned, I'm coming down to see you next weekend, so I'm sure you have some things in store. Looking forward to.
I keep trying to convince her we should go bowling, but I keep getting like, response to it.
I'll go bowling. Sure. Okay. What else? Just really looking forward to going down to the beach. Summer's here. I love going down the shore and playing in the ocean and soaking up some sun. Looking forward to traveling a bit this summer. Yeah, that's what's coming to mind for me at the moment. How about you?
All right, so I'm going to try and rattle them off real quick. Show's kind of split. I just rewatched a little bit of Sweet Magnolias. I love that. I don't know. It's kind of a vibe. It makes me feel a little bit Gilmore Girls, which I don't know. I've been kind of hesitant to rewatch Gilmore Girls, and I typically rewatch it about once a year, or at least my favorite episodes. I recently rewatched Bunheads because that was a one season also by the writer and producer of Gilmore Girls. That's a good one. I got really into Netflix's Dead Boy Detectives. Thought that was so fun.
I enjoyed.
I need there to be a second season. So, but you had talked about going back and rewatching something. So I actually started rewatching CSI Crime Scene Investigation, the original one that started in 2000. So I was like, okay, it's fun. I feel like I never saw season 2. I was like, wow, this is all new. Music, as we talked about, love music that's been instrumentalized, like modern music. That's cool. I love academia, dark academia, classical vibe music. But I have really been getting into EDM, house, trap, techno music, which kind of relates into the activity. So I'm going to jump to that real quick. Trying to stay and get physically healthy. And I've mentioned I have a Peloton, I think, and I love hopping on. So, you know, and when I just, my brain's going around, and Christine can attest to, we both tend to overthink things a lot. I just hop on, or it's been like a not great day, and I can just hop on and lose myself in the music, which I really, really like in the instructor. So plus it's got such a vibe, and I really like that. It's almost like, never been to a rave. Don't know that I will go to. I feel like I enjoy my raves on the bike, but it's, I really love the music. It gets me super hyped. I'm trying to think, books. I'm starting to enjoy Crescent City. It was a recommendation from, funny enough, not you, Christine, but my coworker, Christina, which we call Tina. And she was like, you just have to listen. I was like, okay, I'll do that. Yeah. So been on that. I'm going to save it for another. There's a question later on. So I'll save that one. Movies. You know, like you, Christine, I think I've been mostly watching TV recently. Movies haven't, kind of in the mood to rewatch the 2015 live action Cinderella. Don't know why. Just been like, that's coming up. I want to see that. But yeah, those are my current favorites at the moment. Nice. And activities, always reading tarot and oracle cards. So that's always on the list.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Christine, you ready for a hard one?
Yeah.
Okay. How would we describe each other in three words?
Oh, wow. Well, if I was to describe Alexandra in three words, I would say loyal, motivational.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm constantly in awe and motivated at what Alexandra does. And she also is such like a cheerleader for the people she loves in her life. So I feel like, loyal, motivational, and gosh, there's so many words. Okay. Loyal, motivational, and joyful. Aww. Loyal, motivational, and joyful are my three words to describe my dear friend Alexandra.
How can I sum up you in three words, Christine? I don't know. Okay. First word, sunshine.
Aww.
I feel like you're just always very warm and bright and cheerful.
Thank you.
So sunshine. Giving. You're very generous with your time and your kindness and always trying to make sure people feel supported. So you're very giving. Sunshine, giving, and curious. I feel like when we talk, you're always like, oh, you learned something new about food at work, or you saw something on Instagram or somewhere else, and you're like, hey, did you hear? And so sunshine, curious, and giving.
Oh,
Christine.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Wrapped up in a bow.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I love that we have these questions, because we don't really think about these until someone asks. So
that could be a challenge. What if you had to quickly, instead of having people's names in your phone or as the title for them, if you gave them three words, that would be interesting. Go through your contacts.
That would be fun. Yeah, that's a fun challenge for sure. Okay, here's another good one. How has your friendship evolved since starting the podcast? How has our friendship evolved?
Well, I think it's grown deeper in many ways. I think, and also on a very practical level, in the sense of like, we're really good friends, but also learning each other as like business partners. Because yeah. Christine and I are as very similar as we are, we're also so opposite. I am a morning person. I'm like, hello, sunshine. And she is in a night owl, and she's like, hello, evening. And both of us are like, oh, you've lost me at that time.
It's funny that one of your words to describe me was sunshine, and I'm not a morning person.
No, but you have a very sunshine personality. Yeah, so I think that's also, I feel like for me, deepened my friendship with you is just like, okay, the learning each other's quirks in a different way has also helped. But it's nice also to have a constant point of, we do this together, and also remembering to make time to just call and catch up and do things that aren't podcast related. Mm-hmm. So balancing or harmonizing between the two.
Yeah.
So what about you, Christine?
No, I agree. Yeah, 100%. I don't have anything else to add. I agree with what you said, how to be business partners, but also still prioritize our friendship and figuring out how we'll work together on this creatively. Yeah, I just echo everything you said.
Okay, Christine, here's a fun one. Kind of relates, I think, to the current favorites at the moment. But if you could switch lives with a fictional character for a day, who would it be and why? TV show, books, you know.
There's so many whatever options. Oh, gosh. I've also have consumed so much of everything, so. Well,
I have a feeling like maybe the carriage scene.
Well, I will say in terms of literature, I've always loved Pride and Prejudice, and that is Lizzie Bennet has been a character archetype that I've always sort of had in the back of my brain, and I love her journey in that story. So I would say Elizabeth Bennet. And then for the film and TV, sure, I'd love to switch places with Nicola Coughlin in Bridgerton and be Penelope Featherington for a day. Who wouldn't? I mean, Colin's hot, yeah, man. that Karen
scene. I love how they address the glow up in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I'd love her wardrobe. After what
foreign son?
Oh, his glow up. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, both of them, but yes.
Also, it's just
Lizzie Bennet's a good one.
I love how, I know it's all fictional, but the way with words that they have, mm-hmm, both in Bridgerton and Jane Austen's storytelling, it's just so beautiful. Like, it takes I Love You to a whole nother level. It's also like acts of love. It's like not only how you speak to those you care about, but how you show you love those you care about. So how about you?
Mm. Really, when I first read this question, I was like, oh, definitely a fantasy character, like some main female lead with powers. And to be honestly, all of it's kind of fading out of my head, right? When I'm like, I wouldn't know which one to pick. Yeah. There's so many that I really like. But I'm trying to think of, honestly, any book like that's just gone completely out of my head. And I love so many different, there's two characters. In A Discovery of Witches, the Diana, mm-hmm, I really like her character. Mm. I think that's kind of a cool character. She has amazing abilities. I also love the fact that she's an academic. Sorry, my words, people. I apologize. But that she's like studying and researching at Oxford and just the library. So it kind of really taps into something in me that I'm like, I love to study and learn about a lot of stuff, but then also the practice and the witchcraft and the time travel. It's cool. It's cool, yeah, right? Love it. But another fictional, not fantasy character, I like, there's a book by Helena Hunting that I listened to audiobook because I really like the voice performer and how she narrates things. What was it called? Hold on, I gotta look it up. I should know this one because I like it so much. If You Hate Me, I would want to be Beatrix or Rix because just some really, if you've read or listened to the book, you know. If you don't,
go listen. Get in the know, everyone. I guess I have to add this to my list.
Yes, it's good. I've learned some things about myself.
Noted.
But it's just enemies to lovers, but not really total enemies. It's just, I like it. I think the characters have a bit more depth, you know, if you really think about it. It's like Pride and Prejudice. I think so many people can go, it's Pride and Prejudice, to just write it off. But I think I typically listen or read to it about once a year, and there's so much depth to the characters if you kind of dissect it a little bit more.
I agree.
That's what I would do. If you had to eat food, one food, type of food for the rest of your life, Christine, what would it be?
Well, I think I should pick something that can be versatile. Are we literally thinking like one food item or like a meal?
Whatever. What would you like?
Well, I was sort of thinking, well, maybe I should pick like pizza or something that I can like switch up. Like it's the same type of meal, but I can be a little creative with it. Well, okay. I had to eat one thing for the rest of my life. I love a potato in any form. Mm-hmm. Chip, fry.
Home fry.
Oh, hash brown. Just naming potato forms. Yeah, I guess I would say it's a good one. That starch is good.
Mm-hmm. So tasty.
So good.
Kind of like you, Christine. I think if I had to pick something that was versatile, I almost would say salad, because then you can throw any sort of topping, but you can also change the lettuce type. Yeah. That feels a little cliche. Okay. Here, if you could only eat one dessert, and that was the only dessert you could have for the rest of your life, what would you have?
I'd be like, you pick salad, and I pick potato. We would be very interesting people. Okay, I like this dessert. Currently, soft serve ice cream on a cone with rainbow sprinkles. Ooh. I'm loving that, and I think it's because summertime is here. But that's my current favorite dessert, and I could eat that for the rest of my life right now. But I'm sure that'll change in a month. But currently,
variety is the spice of life.
How about you?
I don't think of something that I really enjoy. I'm either thinking truffles or macarons, right? Because the flavors can be different, but I really enjoy the texture of a macaron, and then I really enjoy the texture of a good truffle. Mm-hmm. Chocolate truffle. Yeah. So, yeah, one of those two, I think.
Okay.
If I had to have one dessert for the rest of my life, that'd be it.
Nice. Those are great. I love a macaron and I love a truffle. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you could time travel, what era would you visit and why?
Visit. Okay, at least I don't have to.
You're just
there.
Visiting. You're coming back to the 21st century eventually.
I don't know. I feel like visiting the era of Bridgerton, like so Regency, late Victorian, or like kind of around that would be cool to visit. I think, I don't know if I've mentioned it on the podcast, I'm a huge fan of modern indoor plumbing. So living in the past, I've had people who are like, oh my gosh, you would do so well in a different past. And I'm like, I literally just finished saying I prefer modern plumbing. So
yeah.
Anyways, that. Yeah. What about you, Christine? What era or period?
Well, I have a couple. Like when I think, because we both described ourselves as old souls. So I definitely sort of have a nostalgia for decades of the past. But definitely like style, not values. That kind of a vibe. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, I love the romanticization of the 20s, like flappers and the parties and the jazz and the sort of – I feel like – the 20s sort of mimics Regency era as well, because both times were very sort of luxurious and indulgent, like that kind of. But then like just juxtaposing that, the 20s, I also really have a fondness for the 40s and the 50s, like when Frank Sinatra and the crooners sort of came out. So yeah, those – I would love to visit any of those eras just to visit. And then maybe I'll even throw like another one in there. I'd love to visit the 70s and 80s, like the era of my parents grew up, just because that music sort of influenced Frank Sinatra, why I bring him up. My mom loves him, listened to his music all the time growing up. But the 70s, 80s rock was like my dad's bread and butter, and have such fond memories thinking back to listening to that music in summertime. And so I'd love to visit that time and sort of get to experience how my parents grew up. So yeah, I know I can't just pick one, guys. I'm sorry. Just can't pick one.
This is also why our friendship works, because neither of us can just go this one thing. But yeah.
All right. I like this. I like this one.
Go ahead.
What's your favorite way to unwind after a long day?
I think I mentioned it earlier. It was the riding on the Peloton or working out, mostly because it feels like right now, as you have mentioned, my schedule is pretty packed. Yeah. So I really enjoy working out, and I'm like, I don't have time to go to a separate gym. So I really love the Peloton platform, and I love that I can get on and I can ride, or I can be a bit more mellow and do yoga, or I can kill my legs by doing strength training. I think I did a leg workout like a week ago, and I was the next day I was like, ow.
Ow.
Oh. And I was like, I just have to do it more frequently. Ow. It is really nice. So definitely on a long, hard day, I will put on a EDM house trap techno ride and just get lost in the beat and just go. And I love it. But what about you, Christine? How do you like to unwind?
Oh, usually after a long day, I love the stillness that comes when I come home. Living alone allows for that. So I just come home and I sort of let my mind go blank. I just, when I can, when I'm not super stressed or anxious. And I throw on an audiobook, put some music on. I'm also loving, I've struggled with, because I live alone, cooking for myself, just as one person, cooking for one is a hard concept at times. But with my current job, I'm around cooking and food all the time. So I feel like that for me is something I am enjoying and helps me unwind. I don't like the dishes part of things, as everyone knows now. Thanks, Mom. But yeah, I would say I come home and I just sort of, I get comfy, make something yummy, pop on a TV show or call someone. I love FaceTiming you or my friend Tori or my mom or sisters and just sort of catching up with everyone, because life could get so busy. It's important to check in with those people and see how their mm-hmm. life is going. So that's kind of how I like to unwind.
You've definitely pulled me out of some low days when you call. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you too. It's a love fest here on the Mirror Project.
So this question comes from my friend Tavares, whom we've had on this podcast. Yeah. And I'm so excited to. She is amazing asking questions that make you think.
Yes.
Or make you laugh.
Yes.
So this question is for her. What is the male equivalent of receiving flowers? She was thinking one day how women get flowers as sweet mementos on anniversaries or just because. But is there a parallel for men?
I love Tavares and her questions. In my opinion, does there have to be an equivalent? Get men flowers. I love that idea. Last year for Father's Day, I brought my dad flowers. I think just normalizing it. Flowers are beautiful. And men deserve that too. I'm all for just because. That's my opinion. What do you think?
So yesterday when I got this text message, I was doing readings and I walked out to somebody who was working at the shop where I do readings once a month. And I asked her the question and she said her husband really likes flowers. And she was like, why? What did you say? And so I had said I had texted my friend back and I said, my first thought was sex, but that might be oversimplifying it. Or I think before I said that, or I showed her the response. And then she said, well, why don't you ask a young man who works there? And so I was like, hey, what do you like, instead of flowers, what would you like to get from, you know, your girlfriend or something? And he was saying a lot of the guys that he knows kind of, they're very busy. So they like time with their partner doing something that they maybe enjoy, which would be dependent on the person, the guy in your life. And he was like, what'd you say? It's like sex, just straight up sex. So that might be oversimplifying it, but I feel, you know, that might be also something.
All right. Yeah. I mean, hey, that works too. I'm down for that.
Clearly my mind is in the gutter and it's been a while. So, but I just laughed at that one. That was really fun.
I think I love that. I love quality time. At Volkai.
However that time is spent.
But I also think, you know, get the flowers. Give them the flowers. Mm-hmm. If you see a flower, it makes you think of them, get it.
And I think then Tavares had said, text me back, she's heard food. Like food is the way, like, to a man's heart is through his stomach. So,
interesting. All right.
But yeah, that was fun.
Okay.
I was like, I have to share that story.
Yeah.
My mind went straight to the gutter.
Oh, Alexandra. Silly, silly Alexandra. Okay. Yeah. These next several questions are courtesy of Tavares. So thank you for that. Are there any parts of your life that feel performative? Who are you performing for? Others or yourself? What parts of your life do you feel you show up the most authentically? That is four questions in one.
Honestly, that could be a whole topic on its own.
Yeah, it really can. Episode topic. You heard it here first, folks.
All right. Let's rapid fire it, Christine. Okay. Quickly, what would you say?
Yes, others, because I'm an introvert and I feel like the world favors extroverts. So I feel like I have to put on a performance version of myself, and only around those like found family, dear friends, do I feel like I let that down. But I work in retail, so I feel like there's an aspect of that's performative. What parts do you feel you show up most authentically? My friends, family, here, honestly, too. Mm-hmm. I think this isn't a performance. I would say that. Rapid fire. How about you? Go.
Okay. Yes, a mixture of both myself and others, because I feel, weirdly enough, some of my family I don't feel very comfortable around, so I feel like I have to put on a different version of me.
Yes, that's
same at work. I feel like there's like professional Alexandra versus personal, although I am working to kind of break down those walls and integrate more fully. Where do I show up authentically? I feel like, you know, with some of my really close friends, a lot of the found family I have, I don't feel the need to, you know, hide who I am authentically, because that's how I met them, which is really cool. Here with you, Christine, always with you, I can just say, hey, you know, I can say anything to Christine and she's not like, oh my gosh, no, don't share that.
No, I'm the opposite. Tell me everything.
And when I am doing my readings and stuff for people, I feel like stepping into that version of me, which is feels more like me, feels very authentic. So bringing that forward. Yep.
All right.
I feel like, but I do feel like we need to come back to this as a whole.
Yeah, whole topic, whole episode.
Another heavy hitter from Traveris. What is one area of your life you self-sabotage in?
Oh, gosh. I feel like I self-sabotage myself a lot of times. Like, it's my relationships with others, my confidence in the workplace have grown exponentially. But I still feel like when it comes to myself, when I tend to, like, I'm my own worst critic. So I feel like that's one area that I need to work on. That's where I self-sabotage a lot at the time. Yeah. How about you?
Yes, I do self-sabotage. Working very hard in therapy to not do that so much anymore. I feel like a big one has been my health, mostly because for 15 years I struggled, you know, with an eating disorder and losing weight and nothing was working. And I think I would give up too easily. Mm-hmm. So I think I would self-sabotage in that way. When it wasn't happening quickly enough, then I would just go up. So that is an area that I am currently turning around. But I also, like you, Christine, I think I self-sabotage in areas of confidence and putting myself out there. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate that this project that we're doing is an opportunity to work on it weekly, you know? So
absolutely. All right.
All right.
This last one too. Another episode topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to start with this quote. Anger is the part of you that loves you the most. Interesting. Anger is usually present as an indicator, right? So what's your relationship with anger? Do you listen to it or suppress it because you feel it is demeaned a negative emotion?
Okay. Whoa. I feel like this ties into the last question about self-sabotage because I think I would, for a long time, and I want to say maybe the past 5-6 months is when I really started changing my relationship with emotions and feeling and not shoving it down or like suppressing it as like, yeah, this is a negative emotion. I don't want to be an angry person versus saying, listening to what is that anger telling me? Mm-hmm. So I feel like I have a better relationship with anger. I'm using it more as a, like a barometric tool pressure of like, where am I sitting with this and why am I so angry? And using it as a cue to explore. But what about you, Christine?
Yeah, my relationship with anger, for me, I agree. Anger, when anger is present, is usually an indicator. And I feel like it's sort of one of the last emotions. It's like when you really know something is and something's bothering you, you need to figure out like what's the underlying thing here, because I feel like that only presents itself once you get to a point, a last straw kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So my relationship with anger is, you know, I actually don't think it's, I mean, yes, how people act on anger can be negative, but I don't think anger itself is a negative emotion. I think it's one of the many ways your body or subconscious makes you sort of understand when something's wrong. I do listen to it and I don't let it control me. I try not to let it control me. And it usually takes a lot to get me angry, I would say. I don't know if you agree, but I feel like I tend to become, when I become frustrated in the past, I've been like, I shut down. That's my cope.
Instead of lashing out, you go down inside.
Coping mechanism is I shut down usually. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to necessarily suppress it, but it's a way like how I react and try and protect myself in certain situations. But when I do get angry, it's usually when people I love most are hurt or are hurting. And I would love to talk on length about this. So I think this is mm-hmm. an episode topic that we should revisit. But that's where I'll stop for now.
So that's two episodes we have to put on our episodes topic list for 2025, or at least to consider and put back in rotation.
Definitely.
Well, wow. Okay.
I thought this was going to be a quick episode, but.
We sat down and Christine's like, oh yeah, it's going to be short. And I was like, not when we get going. Okay. Wow. What an incredible set of questions. I feel like I had a blast. Christine, what about you?
Yes. 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 So much fun.
Diving into these were so much fun, and sharing some insights about us with all of you. I hope everyone listening enjoyed this special listener Q&A as much as we did, and these questions certainly brought smiles to our faces. Remember, we are always here for fantastic conversations, and if you have more questions or topics you would like us to cover, do not hesitate to reach out and just bombard us. As we wrap up today's episodes, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Your support means the world to us, and we are so, so grateful to have this amazing community. Tune in next week for a conversation about our dads, just in time for Father's Day. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and enjoy the sunshine and summer vibes.
Enjoying the conversations we're having and the topics we're discussing? Consider supporting us through our Buy Us a Coffee page. We greatly appreciate any help in creating this podcast we love so much. Link in our show notes and Linktree. Before we end, don't forget to like, subscribe, or follow us on your preferred listening platform, and we'll catch you next time.